My young people, how many of you have been baptized? Right. Oh, wonderful. Lot of young people of my age, they are raising their hand as well. Yay, we never get old, do we? Yeah. But I had multiple injuries when I was on holiday last 2 weeks, just thinking that I am still young and try to climb a hill. Now that is the reality. How many of you, my young people, and by that now I mean not young at heart, but the young people, how many of you know what happens in baptism? Anybody knows? Lily, my child. I pretend that I'm young, but my ears are 61 years old. Can Mom tell me what Lily said? Okay. Yes, oh well, yes. Brooke, my child. Wonderful. Both of you, you're great. Actually, in baptism, so many things happen. And what we are going to do, that we are going to listen. Normally on first Sunday, if you are here, you know that how I preach. I run around, I do all sort of things, but I broke the secret already that why I won't be running around, I will be just standing and preaching. Actually, today, or this time of the year, is time when throughout the land, churches hold their commemoration services, hence the reading so much about the resurrection of Christ Jesus. In these services, we remember our loved ones who are no more in the material world, but gone into the spiritual realm. During these services, a fair bit is said about the resurrection of Christ Jesus. And again, my young people, how many of you believe Jesus rose again from the dead, and even young at heart can tell that? Yes. So we learn that Jesus rose again from the dead. And in these services, also we do hear that our anticipation, our hope of the resurrection of those who departed in the faith of Christ. I guess many preachers today, perhaps next Sunday also, like me, would be trying their best to carefully communicate the biblical view of the resurrection in a world which is not always receptive to spiritual things. But then our world and our society is really, really not different than other human societies. And the second Bible reading, what you heard Julie read from the Youth Bible, tells us that even in the days of Jesus, that is 2,000 plus years ago, people even in those days had questions about the physical resurrection of the dead. Yet the biblical understanding is very clear. Actually, many believe that resurrection is one of the most important subject or article of Christian faith. Some say it is, in fact, on the question of Christ's resurrection that the Christian faith stands or falls. And they base their misunderstanding on verses like this. Paul, writing to Corinthians chapter 15, had this to say: if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. In all our Old Testament reading, which Brooke beautifully read, we also note that long time ago, among the Old Testament literature, the book from which she read is one of the ancient, that the saints even then had the hope of resurrection through a Redeemer who the New Testament identifies as Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I guess that you perhaps may be wondering that why am I talking about resurrection when it is Eliot's baptism service? Well, I have two reasons to talk about resurrection today. First, as I already said, and the next Sunday is the time of the year when people come to church to hear a word of hope about the loved ones who have departed. I have no idea if you came with that hope today to the church. And I want to say it again, that the Bible says it very clearly, that those who depart in the faith of Christ, there is no condemnation for them. And Bible also reassures that they shall return to life. And Bible also tells us that we shall meet with them in glory. But the second and very important reason is also that I'm talking about resurrection because it is Eliot's baptism service. What baptism has to do with resurrection? And as I said earlier, that resurrection, that baptism has got in it hidden so many meanings and so much hidden in a visible ceremony. One of those is that baptism reenacts the story of Christ's victory over death and grave. Bible teaches us, and we repeat it when we say the creed, Jesus was put on the cross, there he died, he was put in a tomb, that was sealed, but on the third day he was resurrected to eternal life. What is the connection with baptism and Christ's resurrection? When we experience water over the head, we witness symbolically, of course, the person being buried with Jesus Christ. We accept he paid the price for our well-being with God. His death becomes our death. But as soon as the pouring of the water is over, it is as though person is raised to new life again. Just as Jesus overcame the death, the one baptized had overcome the death as soon as the pouring of the water is done and over. Death from there onward has no dominion upon those who are baptized. Instead, he, she, and today, of course, Eliot, is now attached to the source of life, the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Hence, in the liturgy, when we come to the baptism, you will hear the word born again. And the meaning of the born again, of course, is that from today onward, Eliot, dead to sin, but alive to Christ. What that means? Does it mean that he is never now going to disturb mummy and daddy in the middle of the night? No, I can't guarantee that one. But the purpose is that it's just last Friday, elsewhere I was conducting a funeral and repeating there again and again that those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation, no death waiting for them, but they are a new people in Christ Jesus. But when saying that today Eliot will be attached to the source of life, life in abundance, that means from today onward, the promise of the Holy Spirit is for him. One day he will be fully, by God's grace, filled with the Holy Spirit to live a life that is worthy of the name of Christ. And it is, of course, my hope for parents, for godparents, for myself who lead this church where he is getting baptized, and all of us who are part of this fellowship, that we may truly be a guiding light for Eliot and for all who come to Christ and into this church. Amen.